Saturday, April 13th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The strife is o'er, the battle done, now is the victor's triumph won. Oh, let the song of praise be sung. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. On the third morn he rose again, glorious in majesty to reign. Oh, let us swell the joyful strain. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O risen Lord, O praise to thee, who from our sin has set us free, that we may live eternally. Alleluia. And now the psalmody. Beginning with the antiphon, the Lord our God is high above the heavens. He raises up the lowly from the dust. Alleluia. Psalm 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne? Yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, Word of God, surrendering the brightness of your glory, you became man so that we may be raised from the dust to share your very being. May there be innumerable children of the church to offer homage to your name from the rising of the sun to its setting. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord our God is high above the heavens. He raises up the lowly from the dust. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, Lord, you have broken the chains that held me bound. I will offer you a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. Psalm 116. I trusted even when I said I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious is the eyes of the Lord. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life we fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall ever, even now, taste the joy of the New Jerusalem. Repeating the antiphon, Lord, you have broken the chains that held me bound. I will offer you a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. And a third antiphon, though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering. And for all who obey him, he has become the source of life. Alleluia. Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. Being born in the likeness of men, he was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the third antiphon, though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering. And for all who obey him, he has become the source of life. Alleluia. And our reading for this Saturday evening is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own, to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. And a responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. When they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. Stay with us, Lord, for evening draws near, and daylight is fading. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. Stay with us, Lord, for evening draws near, and daylight is fading. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Christ is our life and resurrection. Let us cry out to him with faith, saying, Son of the living God, protect your people. Lord Jesus, we pray for your Catholic Church. Make it holy so that your kingdom may be established among all nations. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for the sick and the sorrowful, for those in bondage and in exile, that they may receive consolation and help. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for those who have turned away from your paths, that they may experience the grace of your forgiveness and the joy of rising to new life. Son of the living God, protect your people. Crucified and risen Savior, you will come to judge the world. Have mercy on us sinners. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for all the living and for all who have gone from us in the hope of resurrection. Son of the living God, protect your people. Let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray, God our Father, may we look forward with hope to our resurrection, for you have made us your sons and daughters and restored the joy of our youth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.